Boker Tov.
Today's daf on this 24th day of the Omer is daf Chof in Chagiga, Shnas Tov Shin Samach Zayin, and we're up to the bottom of Yotesam and Beis. Omar Rav Mori is where we got up to. Omar Rav Mori. Interesting to me. I think we actually did it, but okay. Omar Rav Mori. Sorry. Shema Amina, we see from our Mishnah that Chulit Shanas or Altaras HaKedesh to Kedesh Doma. Clearly, if somebody has in Kavona to eat Chulin, that Chulin should be kept on the same level of Kedusha as Kedesh, that is a valid acceptance, and then the Chachonim gave it a din of being Mekabel Tumah like Kedesh, and he has to treat it in that fashion. And I can prove it from the Mishnah, because Midalokhtoni Bihu Ma'alah. Since we only have the five Ma'alot of Chulin, Meiser, Truma, Kedesh, and Mechatas. So those five Ma'alot don't allow for any other in-between Ma'alah of someone that is more Makbid on his Chulin than the average Joe. The average Joe being, of course, a Chavar himself. In which case we would have had an extra mala. You would have a mala of chulin, and then chulin shenas altar zakedesh, and then meiser, and then truma, or wherever it fits. But I mean, certainly would require a different mala. Apparently, it's the same as kodesh itself. Asks the Gemara Rush to say it's the same as kodesh itself. On the contrary, vilna haydelo ketonibu mala. Maybe the reason we don't write a separate mala is because it's one of the other things. Maybe it's truma. It's the equivalent of truma. Idamala truma. Hakatani truma. Idamala chulin. Maybe for that matter it makes absolutely no difference. Chulin shenas hakadosh 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 is just like plain old chulin. In which case, what would be the point of listing an extra mala? Therefore, it may well be that there's no separate category, but that doesn't mean that what category it belongs in is the category of Kodesh. So you certainly can't prove that from our Mishnah. Because the Tanya, Chulin Shenasu, Altaras HaKodesh, Arein Kechulin, here we find a Tanakama who holds that it's like Chulin, in which case it's listed in the Mishnah, but there's no other Mila because Chulin is Chulin is Chulin, no matter what you want to call it. Or according to Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadok, Chulin Shenas Altaras HaKedesh is like Truma. Okay, fine. So it lists Truma, but it doesn't need a separate Mila for its Chulin Shenas Altaras HaKedesh. So what was your Raya from the Mishnah? Huh? Raya from the Mishnah was not because there's no separate Mila, but rather from the Seif. I'm being Madaik. Read again the Seif of the Mishnah carefully. Yosi ben Yoezer Hayach HaSitche Bakuhuna V'hayetam mitpachto midras lakodesh. Yochanan ben Gugida yaochel al taharat hakodesh ko yomav v'hayetam mitpachto midras lakodesh. Very interesting. Here is someone who ate all things as if they were kodesh, and nonetheless his clothing would have been mitame midrabonim mishumala in Yonim that we're dealing with the Mechatas of the Parah Aduma. What do you mean Mechatas? If Chulin Shenas Altaras HaKedesh is not like Kedesh, so it doesn't have to be Metame or Mechatas, be Metame Kedesh. Well, whatever else it is, you want to say that it's Chulin, you want to say that it's Truma, I don't care, but it's certainly going to be Metame Kedesh. Since it's only saying that it's Midras Lechatas, so apparently he was considered to be eating Kedesh Kol Yomav, not Altaras HaKedesh Kol Yomav. Must be that Altaras HaKedesh and Kedesh is the same thing. And therefore, the only thing we have to worry about is the next degree up. Next degree up is Chatas. That's a riot. Om Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar. Nafla ma'afarato himen. Having now introduced the din, that the level of one's awareness defines the level of one's shmirah in the sense of keeping, taking care, not to come into contact. In this case, not to come into contact with something that is matame. Because after all, the chashash of your shema yashva alav, the ishtonida was matame begadim. I mean, he's watching the begadim because he's being makpid not to eat anything tame. Doesn't matter, but he was only watching it with this in mind. Right? With the mind that he's going to be eating Truma Lamashal, not that he's going to be eating Kedesh, not that he's going to be being Mazen Mechakas, as the case may be. Which tells us that the level of awareness of a Shmira defines the nature of the Shmira. So he creates basically a force field of Tyra around himself, but that force field is empowered by the depth of his commitment and his awareness. So that means that if this is the case, it's an incredible halacha. Somebody's hat falls off. He tells the next guy, could you pick up my hat, please, and hand it to me? So, Omer l'chaveiro tanami. The guy picks it up and hands it to him. The hat becomes tame. Now, why does the hat become tame? So, apparently, we're going to see later on, once something is picked up by another intelligence, it's Dafka another intelligence, let's see, then the person who was being shamer switches control to that other intelligence. The reason I say intelligence is a big, a lot of tshuvas based mamish on this Gemara, very interesting. Chachama Bashaut, that's all right. Beautiful tshuva about machine matzahs. Based on this Gemara, about Shmura. Because this is the Shmira, right? See, times you see over here, it's only when it's in the hand of another intelligence. If the person doesn't view the machine as being intelligent, so then the Shmira would continue.
It's an extension of that person.
Right. It's an extension of that person. What's been the way from here that you can have Shmura matzahs made by a machine? It's amazing. But in the end, he's machalic. There's a difference between Shmira and Shma, maybe. Shmura matzahs and Shma. That's a Shomer that it's not again. But it's a very interesting. But to see the way a Gemara that had nothing to do with anything ends up being written again. But in any event, so it means basically you're passing control over to the next intelligence, like they do, you know, a plane goes from place to place. The moment it comes into the airspace of the next controller, next air controller, so this person is Salik Daitim. The other person says, I'm taking over, he hands over. So over here, there's an assumption that I hand over. The problem is that over here, the person himself to whom I hand it over, he's not being shamed really, because he has no reason to assume that the next guy, this is the next guy, he doesn't know if I'm Tahar. When he told me to pick it up, he apparently doesn't care. So I don't watch it either, which means nobody's watching it for a moment. I didn't come into contact with anything. It's clear it didn't come into contact. It doesn't matter. Because the thing that creates the psul over here is not the actual chashash, apparently. I'm going to talk about this later. It's not the actual chashash of a tuma, but rather the shmira per se. So at the moment there's a siluk of shmira, which we call esekadat. That's the technical term. It's also not a technical term. But the gabi dedinim of mylis, esekadat is a technical term, defining a state in which there is momentarily no awareness of it. No level, at least the level of awareness that we're insisting upon, whether it's the Kurdish or the Tyrus or the Pora, whatever. As the case may be.
So
therefore, instantaneously it becomes stomach. Omer Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram, I got a better deal for you. The guy is basically, he's got his clothes in his closet, right? And he wants to take out his clothes, thinking he's going to get dressed for Shabbos. And it turns out that his clothes are Big Day Chol. They're not Big Day Shabbos. He got mixed up between Big Day Chol and Big Day Shabbos, and vice versa. I mean, we'll see. It depends on actually how we understand the sugya. And he puts on now Chol Begadim instead of Shabbos Begadim. Suddenly realizes he's got the wrong thing on. The Begadim are tummy. Now, why this is true? Because again, if the issue here only is, we'll see. It's really dependency later on. If the issue is that I would normally keep a higher level of shmira on my Shabbos clothing than on my regular clothing, so since over here I thought that I was taking my regular clothing and I took my Shabbos clothing, that would be the only way to learn it. So it turns out that the Shabbos clothing, for a moment, we're now on a lower level of shmira, and therefore they become tummy. Okay, now this is a very interesting, and the Gemara ends up with this approach. Rabbi Yochanan adds that the person, when he realizes he made a mistake, becomes disappointed for a second, and that instant of disappointment, he's misalik his das from it, and therefore there's no shmira. So then already it isn't so much nogea which direction it was in. Okay. But however one learns, what this means is an amazing thing. Again, I shouldn't say however one learns, because if you learn like the Rabbi Nachmanal, it could mean there's no shmira. See, that's the problem. What's the difference? What you're saying, I take better care of my Shabbos clothes than my weekday clothes. But that has nothing to do with Tumah and Taira. That has to do with not getting them dirty or keeping them away from moths. I mean, well, what does that have to do with Shmira? That's crazy. So therefore, the Rabbi Nachmanal is basically coming to address that problem. Okay, but the disappointment means, oh, no. So the oh, no means, oh, forget about it. So then I'm not being shemit for anything. So Mimelet becomes Nogea, the Dinim of Tumah v'Taira. But the Chazon Ish has a very different approach. The Chazon Ish's approach over here is that the Chachomim cannot define the nature of the Shmira. They can only define the level of concern for Tumah of the Shmira. Correct? In other words, but what do we mean by Shmira? Do we mean closed-circuit video cameras with somebody standing there 24 hours a day? Do we mean a nichnas v'yotze? Do we mean that you got to be careful, you're very worried about these clothes, that they shouldn't get stained, and therefore you're also watching them well for Tumah, and so on? So the Chazon Ish says, therefore the point is like this. There's two separate issues. First, you have to define the concern for the Tumah. But then you have to define the level of Shmira for that concern. The level of Shmira for that concern is what is normally accepted as Shmira. In context, social context, immediate context, whatever it is. So the moment that a person is watching something less than he would have watched it, had he known that it was something else, even though the level that he was watching it for, the concern, was exactly the same, it's not considered to be Shmira. So since I would normally take better care of my Shabbos clothes than my weekday clothes, and over here I thought that I was talking about now weekday clothes, and took it out, and suddenly it turns out it's Shabbos clothes. Oy, oy, oy. That means I never took care of these clothes the way I would normally have taken care of it. See, even though I was being shamer for Tumah, but I wasn't being properly shamer according to the level of shmir that would be expected of such clothing. That's a completely different approach to Rabbi Nachmanal. It's a very machudish approach, but it's a beautiful way of understanding the whole sugya. To separate the issues, what am I being shamed for, and how am I being shamed? Okay? So according to this, if I now suddenly discover that something is not what I thought it was, so then they became tummy. Omar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, Maaseh B'Shtei Nashim Chaverot, another Maaseh, there were two women who went to the mikvah, they went to the Beit HaMerchatz, and they hung up similar coats. Okay? They come to leave the Beit HaMerchatz, and they confuse their coats. So each one takes the one of the other one. Nitchafulam keleim b'Beit HaMerchatz. They then realize that the other person has their coat. So ba ma'aseh lefnei Rabbi Akiva, v'timan, they ask Rabbi Akiva, what's halach? Rabbi Akiva said, both of the coats are not considered to be shmurot. Because the moment that it's somebody else's coat, you aren't watching your coat, the other person isn't watching the coat for you. And over here, each one is Eishes Chaver. They don't know what the other one is. So they're not makbid. And therefore, they're both tamei. Maskifla Rabbi Oshai. So Rabbi Oshai was very upset with these pesukim. As you're telling me that the level of Hesach Hadas would be defined even by a mistake in what I thought it was that I was watching. Let me ask you something. I have now a bread box. And in my bread box, I have some wheat bread and some rye bread. Okay? I stick in my hand to take out some wheat bread, and instead I pull it up and, oh, look at that. Took out the wrong bread. It was rye bread. So now you're telling me that it's coming. Because, I mean, the same way I took out the Shabbos, I took out what I thought now were big day chol, I end up taking the big day Shabbos, and I didn't watch them properly, they become tummy. So over here, the chitim is not the sairim, and I thought I was taking one, I ended up with sairim, I wasn't watching them. The chitim, I mean, maybe you'll tell me, well, okay, is that any crazier than the big day Shabbos, big day chol? I mean, maybe it's true. Don't tell me Elamiata. Yeah. I'll tell you yes. That's exactly the din. No, sir. It's not the din. Because it says Beferish in a Brisa. Well, Tanya HaMishamerat HaChavit B'cheskat Shel Yai. Somebody's taking care of a barrel in which he thinks is a barrel of wine. It turns out that it's a barrel of oil. Says it's Tahara Matame. Then it's not Matame. Why isn't it Matame? He didn't wash it the way he would normally have washed a barrel of oil. So it's the wrong thing. So it shouldn't be Shmira at all. Not the correct level of Shmira. But this is a kasha. Hey, buddy. You missed 15 minutes of introductory comments on this issue, and you suddenly have what to say on the matter.
I don't have anything to say or to ask.
And that's the problem.
You'll have to wait
for the review.
I'll catch it.
All right. So, he says, this is a kasha? You're telling me that that's called... That it's not matame. Can you read this sefer, please? Did you notice? I mean, you would have noticed the words tahora milatame. What is this supposed to mean? Tahora milatame. If it's tahora, it's not going to be matame. We just said tahora milatame. So that's the point. Read the next words, please, sir. Tahora milatame, but asura milayachol. You can't eat it. It's just not that it's matame anything else, but you can't eat it. So obviously there is considered to be here a breakdown in the level of Shmira. So what, you bring me a riot. You're not asking me cash, you bring me a riot. You want to define why exactly the level of the breakdown is only Pasos it and isn't Matame. We'll talk about that. But first don't ask me a kasha. Of course it's still a good kasha. That's a separate question. The point of the sefer that says Asur Melachol, that's because ba'omer shemartia midover hametama v'lo midover haposla. The guy who's watching it says, I was only careful when I was watching this barrel. I was careful to make sure that it wouldn't come into contact with anything that would be metamayit. However, I was not careful to watch it from something that would only cause psul as opposed to causing tuma. So this thing could be makabel, let's say, shlishi, if it's tuma, whatever the case would be. So whatever tuma it is that creates one more level down, that much I wasn't careful. I was careful only real tuma, not of these gezeiros. There's such a thing. What do you mean? I mean, so then you didn't watch any tuma. Megan, the tiruta, the palga, you're telling me. But this is fascinating. Here we're talking about all along tremendous chumra of being aware that nothing tummy touches it. Now you're telling me, but it wasn't really that mocked. It was only mocked, not that real tummy. It would have been tummy. But I didn't care so much. It wasn't tummy, Mr. Rabbon, and I said it would only pass it. That's called Shmira Bichal. And it should be called any kind of Shmira. Is that a reform Shmira? It's like a reform Geirut. I mean, it's nothing. Mikan and Tirut of the Paga, there's such a thing as a halfway Shmira. It's like, absolutely. There is. Ian, I'll bring a Raya. Potanya. Guy is carrying a basket of dates on his, or pressed figs on his shoulders. Okay? He puts his hand into the basket. Now the basket is on his shoulders, and in the basket is a magrefa. Magrefa was the little shovel-like device. Actually, it was more like a rake. It could be used either for raking out your coals from your oven top, or for banging between the pieces of the pressed cake, fig cake, to separate out the figs. So there was a magrefa in there. Now the guy, Ayabalibo al-Hassal, he was thinking the whole time about the figs, not about the magrefa. And lo Ayabalibo al-Magrefa. So what happens over here is that the sal itself is tahor, with its contents, and the magrefa is tmei'a. So, does that make sense to you? Asal tahor. Why not the tmei'a magrefa lasal? I mean, why isn't the magrefa going to make the basket tmei'? That's no kash, man. Yeah, you know what the answer is to that. In kli metame kli, you can't be metame kli unless you have a tumor of an ava tumor. A kli that was makabel tumor from something else, by definition, not an ava tumor, it's a kli rishon tumor. That's no problem. Okay, but you said the sal, I mean, it means the sal in the contents. I mean, l'tamei mashab sal. Why don't we say that the figs are all tamei? The sal is tahar. How do you explain that? Omer Ravina, and Ravina explained, and this is exactly the raya that I'm bringing you, that there is such a thing as a halfway shmira. Omer Ravina, the guy who was carrying the basket, said, Shamarti, it's not that I wasn't aware of its being there at all, I was. Shamarti midover shemetamo, v'lo midover aposlo. Let's say, over here, there is a case, there's only one case actually, Tosfos points out, you only come up with one case, which is mashkim. Mashkim tmeim that come into contact with the backside of a kli can be metame to pasul that kli, but it will not be metame anything else, even oily. So it's talking about over here, look, I was very careful not to let it come into contact with tuma, so there are any dead shrots or anything like that in the area, nothing came into contact with it. But I can't tell you that there weren't mashkim tmeim in it. I mean, wasn't being that marked on it, that it wouldn't become possible itself. The kli should become possible. I'm not supposed to use it around truma. But it wouldn't have been metame anything. Okay, here you go. So that means that we have a case of partway shmira. Okay? So now, can I get back to the topic, please? Because the topic was, if you recall, I proved to you from here that making a mistake in what it is that you're watching is not considered to be a yerida in the level of shmira. This was wine. You thought it was. This was oil. You thought it was wine. Not a problem. And excuse me, the case before we had, this was Shabbos clothing. You thought it was chol clothing. What's the difference between those two cases? Exactly the same. And you say it became tummy. Over here it says it did not become tummy. Right? The only reason we have a problem with tummy over here is because of this issue about halfway shmiras. Let's forget about it, please. That's a red herring. Getting back to the issue, it says over here it's not matami. Why are the big day Shabbos there matami? That's what I'm asking. Give me a chance. That's my first problem. And another problem over here. Rabbi Baravu asks another problem. Okay, this woman comes to Rabbi Shmuel and she says, Rabbi, beged zara tiv betara. I want you to know that I knitted this sweater, and I myself was tahora, but I gotta tell you, lo hayabili bila shomro betara. I wasn't thinking about making sure that nothing tame came in touch with it. But I mean, I know that I was the only one who worked on it, and I was gone. So, mito b'dikoche Rabbi Shmuel botka. Rabbi Shmuel started asking her questions. Like, let me just ask you something. Is it possible that such happened, this happened, or that happened? And it turns out she's old. Actually, yes. There was another woman there who was Onida that I asked her to pull the string to tighten it as I was knitting. Yes, actually she was working on it with me. So there was a Nida Mashchai Mibacheva. Oh, says Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gedalam, Gedalim Dibachami. Shayu Amrim, Belibola Shamro Tahar, and Belibola Shamro Tahar. See? Without an awareness, you never know what's going on. If you're not responsible for something, you don't even realize what's going on around you. The Shug Maisa, there was another Maisa with Isha Akad, who comes to Rabbi Shmuel, and she says to him, Rebbe, Mapazo Araktia Betara, but lo haya b'libila shomra. I made this tablecloth, but I had in mind to keep it to be shamerin. She remembered and she said, Rebbe, nima nifsikali ukeshartia befeh. What happened is that before I knit, and something's not going to be makabel tuma unless you already knit shalosh shalosh, right? Or shalosh shalosh, yeah, depending on what the case is. Wait, meaning a beggar. Or in this case, when it becomes a beggar to be made, or here the tablecloth to be mitkabel tuma. She says, I'm sure that I was tahara throughout the entire process of the ariga. Said, okay, through the entire process of the ariga. But then she remembered that before she started the ariga, when she wasn't tahara, she had a torn thread which she wetted her fingers with to, you know, to make it tight, saliva, tightened it. Then she started knitting. The problem is that if the saliva was still wet, and she was Anita, so that means that if the time that it became now large enough of a piece of tablecloth to be kapha tuma, it might have been wet saliva of Anita on it. Huh. So
did
he said.
Had you wet it with water, that Had you wet it with water, or is it specifically
saliva, because that, yeah, that's considered to be coming from her. Yeah. So she realized, says, I gotta tell you, I don't have a clue that a simple chat, I don't know what's, and the kasha therefore is, yes. The kasha is, yes. What does this have to do with what the issue we're talking about before is? I don't know what this is talking about. Man, it's not I got a kasha. I don't even know the chat. What is it trying to say?
Poor travel visa.
Right?
Maybe it's not the kasha.
So, the interesting, yes, the chazan is, the acronym actually, right? I'm trying to be Mavar over here. That Rashi says a funny lashon. So you see from here, achar kavanat hashmira einein advarim. Everything goes according to what you thought you were watching for. So the Mefarish that you see from here that the question that he was, why was he questioning exactly? Why didn't he just say, you didn't watch it? The Chachamim said, if you didn't watch it, it's fine. What are we talking about? What is he coming over here, like Richie says, for an advertisement? What's the point? Did you say, lady, you didn't watch it? Thank you very much. It's tummy. Go put it in it. Right? So they're mafarsh. That's the point. That the inyan of the shmira is that it shouldn't come in contact with tumah. In cases where you know it didn't come in contact with you. Over here. You knew you were watching it. Shabbos Chol. But the point is you were watching it. You know what? So why isn't that the bottom line? The bottom line is that it didn't come in contact with Tumah. It's not magic. Levels of Shmira. So now, look, I can understand this. I can say, let me go through the cases, okay? We have the case of Reb Elozer ben Yaakov. That case I can understand because kol achat v'achat omeret chavarati eshet ama aretz, right? So Reb Elozer ben Tzadok, he was the one who said the two women who got the wrong coat, they picked up the wrong coat in the coat room. Okay, that's because neither of them thinks that the other one is a eshes chaver. So therefore they figure, oy boy, my coat's done for, who knows who got it. Okay, I don't know what kind of slut was wearing this coat, but I'm certainly not gonna take care of it. So there's no shmira now on that coat, and each one doesn't watch the other one. Okay, it becomes tolerant. That's fine. I understand. Hesach Hadassah in that case, we have no idea. There was no shmira at all. Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram, I'm ready to accept that shmira is defined by the level of necessary shmira. Yes, I can say that. So I'm accepting that case. At Kalim of Shabbos, I would normally do a better Shmira on, and therefore, in terms of how I define the word Shmira, this is not called Shmira. Fine. Or if we want to learn it like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the meaning over here is, for that moment that I was Mesiach Maiti, because I was so disgusted with my, oh my God, these were the Shabbos clothes, I put them in the wrong, hadn't kept them covered all week, they got all dusty, so I besalek for a moment my dots from it out of Yush. Fine. Very suspicious. There seems to be a direct correlation between the time of arrival of the hot drink and the money paid for it. The later it arrives, the more expensive it becomes. Well,
we just tried to keep continuity of cups.
There's an element of profundity in that.
I don't know. I think of it more as polishing apples. And I don't like it when you spend money.
So the same person could be holding on different levels of.
That's right.
Holding for different objects.
Right, for different objects. This would have been the norm, and I didn't do it according to the norm. Okay, so I can even accept that. But I don't understand the case of Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar. That's the first case. I'm looking at my hat. My hat falls to the ground. I'm staring at my hat, okay? I tell somebody to pick up my hat. He gives me back the hat, and now he picks a rabbit out of the hat. The hat suddenly tummy. How did the hat become tummy? That I don't understand. I mean, there's no chance of Duma coming into contact with it. Why isn't it this case?
It was an egg, okay.
Hmm? Then I would have understood it. Yeah, absolutely. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, it's a different issue over here. The issue is that the very fact that someone else is holding it means that bedavka I'm masalik my das. That's the point. That chazaka in adam mishamer ma shebiyadcha v'ro. In which case, there's nothing to report. You weren't really looking. Because you're relying on the other guy to look. But the other guy was not really caring either. And therefore, the hat becomes tameh because it's complete as a chadatz. A person can't watch what's in somebody else's hands. Matanya, Haresha Yucham Arav Upoalav Tunim Tarot. Look, the guy basically he's in the industry. He's selling now wine by the barrel. Okay, he's got his barrels of wine. And obviously, those days barrels were made out of cheres because otherwise. Would be a disaster. Anybody who touches them in the time of the wine. Like this, if you got wine of Cheres, it's protected by Cheres. Cheres is in the Kabal Tuma from the outside, and it's sealed here, so there's no problem. So he's got his truckers, which in those days were Chamarot. They were donkeyers instead of truckers. And his workmen. And these guys are carrying his tires. So Avotishin flig mehem, yoter mimil, or some of the gears some meal, even though he may be a kilometer away, his tires still remain tar, because he can be shamed. Be shamed if something gets in somebody else's hands. I mean, ein l'cha gadol mizeh, somebody, I'm interested in making sure that my thing is tar. So therefore, even though these guys may be ameorets, but I'm keeping my eye on it. So I understand. My hat falls down. I'm not keeping my eye on it. Somebody else picks it up. So now all of a sudden it becomes trafe. But over here I'm a kilometer away, and that's okay. How do you explain that? Then furthermore, to the imam alam lechu ani avachrichem. If he says to them, "Look, why don't you just go ahead and I will follow." So the moment that they're out of sight, so then his things now become tummy. Now Rashi does not have this girsa mashno resha mashno sefer because it's really irrelevant. He says if you want to stoop it in, you can say that if you're trying to tell me that a person can't watch anything anyway under any circumstances. So even if it wouldn't be Nidalmuay Navmayam, even if he's right next to him, he's not really watching. Fine. Who could read it like that? But in any event, there certainly is no qual that a person cannot keep track of what's going on just because it's in somebody else's hands. Says the Gemara, you misunderstand the case over there. The case over there was the guy who had a badatz heksha. It's a whole different story. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Reisha b'metayer chamaravu po'alav lakach. He does not have the Amei Ha'aretz working. But that's came in, they were metayer the whole place, they gave everybody a new bris mila, checked their tzitzit, threw them in a mikveh, everybody's 100% okay now. Fine. So, Mamela, there's no problem. You want to say there's no problem, so why if he doesn't, if he gets more than a kilometer away, or this almost enough, well, how come suddenly there is a problem? Either there's no problem or there is a problem. But Lamaisi are ending up relying on being Shemaret. So then, Yehoki says to Gemara, so say Fanani. So even if you're not looking, why did it become Tommy? That's because Einam Aretz Makben Amaga Chavero. Look, these guys may be all very fancy badat stamped guys, but I mean, what if they meet a friend who doesn't have that badat stamp on him? And then that guy comes into contact with the tires, huh? What about then? Oh, no, so that's a problem, so then that's a problem in the ratio too. Because who's taking care of that, right? So, Eof Yireshanami. So we're back. I mean, then we're back where we started from. But if you're telling me that I can't take care of something in somebody else's hands, and I'm not shamer it, so then it doesn't help to have the badat action. So then, now I don't understand why the ratio is kosher. No, the ratio is talking about the balaam derech kalaton. See, in the ratio, I could show up at any minute. If I can show up at any minute, so then they don't want, they're not going to let their friends get near it, because they know I'll get angry. So then the safe also, I could show up at any minute. I don't understand what you're not giving me a definitive explanation. No, see, in the safe, because he made the mistake of saying, you guys go on ahead, and I'll come later. So then they figure, oh, in other words, we got a little bit of a break over here where nobody, Big Brother isn't watching. So Big Brother isn't watching, so now I'll let my cover, my non-cover Amoritz friend come in, and he's not going to see. I mean, so what's the difference if they touch anything? Right, exactly. So in the first part, he's afraid. In the second part, he's not afraid. And therefore, what we're talking about over here is not my ability to be shamer. What we're talking about over here is be'etzem ne'ar tahiris, and the only question is whether they're going to be shamed because of their fear that I'm coming by. But in Achinami, a shmira bidei achirim maybe isn't good enough.
Did we say that the kelim though are chiris and don't recover too much?
Yeah, but how do we know that they won't open things up? Exactly. Okay, the truth is there's a little bit of a machlokus over here as to whether this is a charota from the original pshat. In other words, if this is the case, do we not need to have the explanation that they all went through the badat section? See, the Rambam learns this is a charot. We don't need a badat section because the kelim are closed. If we're relying on mirta, that they're frightened, it's no different than carrying wine to somebody who isn't who could be make the wine trade. But what's the difference? Mirta is a good thing. You rely on their being afraid. So what do you need the badat sakshah for, that he was a matayra talarisa? That would be the pashtus. Tosva says, no. The Gemara never says Ella. This is a continuation of previous sugya. It says, because you cannot say mirtat when the guy himself does not believe that it makes any difference. He's an Amo Arts because he hasn't accepted... Hello? He's an Amo Arts because he hasn't accepted Dinei Chaveirut. As far as he's concerned, it's a perfectly kosher Jew. He's very matpid on eating kosher. And in this case, eating kosher means eating betaira. So if the guy says to him, look, even if the guy says to him, I don't want you touching him. No. Fine. I hear your chumras. Very good. But the guy's going to have dinner. So I did. I touched it. He's going to go bananas. I got bananas. Hey, the knife. Oh, you're not to touch it. He'll tell me. No. So for that, I got to worry. Maybe he'll show up or it's got a closed circuit camera. That doesn't bother me. So I still need that be'etzem. I should be taught. But certainly, he's going to be very angry. Somebody else comes along and I let somebody else start handling his things. That'll be upset about it. So for that, it's mirta. So this continues the sugya earlier, says Tosfos. Okay, but in any event, if it hadn't been for the fact that the kalim themselves are shmurim, you can't say that my shmira would help for what's bidei chavero. It's only because we have the mirta to provide the security for the touch of the wrong person, and because we have the badat sakshah that has turned everybody into a matzav of being shomur from any kind of tumah. Hagun alach ein dorshin. Wow. That was a great one. That was really good. Yeah, wow. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we should start selling just this piece, the daf.
Perek shlishi.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a bracha. I got a little bit of a hexic. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
Just one before we leave the other parent. The whole case over there was that they worried they were going to open the kegs and touch the wine and tell me the wine. Right? But
well, if they had a problem of tumah, of drisa, then even to carry it would become tummy possible. It's going to see. And we can see in this parak now, in the Mishnah. So let's wait a second. All right. So now we're continuing here the idea of the ma'alot that was introduced, dear skipper, was introduced in the previous parak, the closing Mishnah, which we discussed, different madrigot, and not only different madrigot in terms of levels of shmira, but different madrigot in what it is that we would require for the different things. So is tvila kosher for you? Is netilas yadayim kosher for kodesh? Or do you need tvila? Sometimes you need tvilas kogufos. We also had ma'alot of the ma'alot, meaning for different degrees, the chachamim made higher requirements. This continues now with the higher requirements, and we have over here a list of 11 additional requirements that appear in some cases and not in all. Differences between Kodesh and Truma. Before, Mishnah earlier discussed differences between Chulin and Meiser and Truma and Kodesh and Chatas and so on. But here we have our list of 11 milas in which Chomer the Kodesh above Truma. And we'll see that there's a difference between the first six and the last five as to their application in cases of Chulin Shenasu al Tairas HaKodesh. But all of this for later. So let us now first learn the six ma'alot harishonot. Chomer b'kodesh b'truma, one of the things that kodesh is more chomer, is that matbilin kelim b'tochelim b'truma below the kodesh. But when it comes to tefillah, and everybody who has used the mikveh and has got himself a new set of dishes knows what a hell it is to put them in one by one. That's awful. So what you like to do is you take the little basket, you put everything in, and, you know, you shake it up a bit, and you figure, probably the water got into everything, you know. I mean, and the truth is, when it comes to Truma, you can rely on that. But when it comes to Kodesh, you have to put them in one by one. You can't have one kli sitting in another kli. Okay? That's mile number one here. Furthermore, Achorayim v'toch u'beit ha-tzvita, when it comes to Truma, avolo l'kodesh. So over here, if you have a kli, now every kli has got a front side and a back side, but there are also kelim that have a beit ha-tzvita. Beit ha-tzvita, interesting, is the makor of the modern Hebrew to give someone a pinch. Yitzvot. Okay? Like yitzvot l'kodesh. That's the idea of pinching. You grab it between your fingers. So over here, the kli has a little place in which you can insert your fingers to hold it, or for drinking, or whatever the, as the case may be, so that you basically get a separate kli b'toch kli. Sort of like an airline dish. Let's say we have those the old-fashioned airline meals, remember, where they had them split up into three pieces, you know, the main portion of one thing, and then you had a salad.
Plates,
yeah,
picnic plates.
Yeah. They still use them in hospitals and so on. Okay, so fine. What's the din there? Well, you have a tumas mashkin. Remember the tumas mashkin, because of the chumrah, since it's possible for mashkin to actually be metami midiraisa, so that in cases where you have tuma yotze nitov gufo, let's say a zov, neither the mashkin of the body itself, body fluids are metami. Because of that, we made all liquids. We gave them a bigger chumrah. That's also the other reason that things can be moshu with liquids. So we gave them a chumrah that they would be metame. First of all, they'd become rishon l'truma. All mashkin are presently as rishon. And that the power of that rishon is that they can be metame a kli. And that so if they touch the back of the kli, so then they can be metame that back. But they're not metame the front part. Or if there's a beit ha-tzvita, they're not metame the beit ha-tzvita. Let's say the beit ha-tzvita becomes metame. What did I say? I said if there's a beit ha-tzvita, then mi'achorayim, they won't be metame the beit ha-tzvita. And if they touch the beit ha-tzvita, they won't be metame the achorayim, or the toga. The other way around is about tokus. We'll see later on in Gemara, if the tokus tell me whether everything else becomes tame. But in any event, we relate to the elements of the kli, the three elements of the kli,
being separate.
As separate. So that it's possible, but that's only when it comes to kodesh. When it comes to, truma, when it comes to kodesh, The water touches, tummy water touches anything, the whole thing becomes tummy. Another chumrah. Anoseyat ha-midras, noseyat ha-truma, avalot ha-kodesh. Somebody is carrying midras ha-zav. So say he's carrying a sandal of a zav that had fallen off. At the same time, he is carrying a barrel of wine. Now this is the issue I said we're going to be seeing in a moment that you brought up in the other context. Carrying a barrel of wine. And he's allowed to do that if the contents of that wine are truma. He's not allowed to do that if the contents of the wine are kodesh. And the reason for this, we'll see later on in the Gemara, there's a gezeira that one time such a thing happened, and he set the minnah that was tummy on the edge of the barrel to carry it, and it ended up coming in contact with the wine, and so they made a gezeira, you can't do this. Now, Rashi says that he can be noseya satruma as long as he doesn't put his hand inside of the chavis.
At the same time.
Right. Tosfos says, now this doesn't make any sense. Because that means that Rashi understands that the guy who's carrying it, because of the fact that he's being noseya midras azov, he's tamei, and therefore he can't put his fingers into the avir space, the inner space of the chavis.
Two in one shot.
Good. Vahaya mitztayer alot shamayot.
Maybe we will get on the tape.
Yeah. So Steiner's, but if that's the case, if the problem over here is that the Midrash Hazav is going to be metame him, then he would be metame the wine by being no saint. Because in carrying wine, that which is tummy b'midras will be metanic. So it doesn't make any sense. Therefore, the problem of you is not that the guy is tummy, but rather that there's the chash over the minal itself, and that's what we're talking about over here, that we're afraid it's going to fall in, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. Another chumrah is, lo kemidas ha-kodesh, midas ha-truma. Oh, no. Because when it comes to Kodesh, matir, uminagev, umatbil, v'achakach kosher. When it comes to Kodesh, that when it's a little kamidas over here, now we're moving to the inyanim of chatzitza. Okay, so Rashi learns the case over here is a guy who's got a beged. Once we total that beged, if it has any places in which it's pulled together, pleats, and so on, it has to be loosened. Make sure that the water gets over everything. Furthermore, if it has any kind of spot on it, you know, even though it's liquid, it has to be dry. Because similar to a katziz. And therefore, the beged we've been referring machmor on has to be completely smooth and it can't be wet and so on. Not for truma. The Rambam learns very different. The Rambam learns case over here is that we're talking about a type of kli that is generally in one piece but made out of a lot of separate pieces. That's the case of the bed that we have. So when it comes to truma, we tovel the whole thing together. You're not taking it apart and we tovel the pieces to make sure that the water gets in all the places and then put it back together again. But over here you have to take it apart and then after you tovel it, kosher it to put it back together. Somebody could have been very careful about what it was that they were doing, and everything is great, but they weren't careful about the process because it wasn't yet ready to be makabel tuma. But at the point where the kli is becoming nigmar, so they were careful. So when it comes to truma, that's fine. But not when it comes to Kodesh. Very interestingly, the Yerushalmi brings on this piece of the Mishnah the story before about Rabbi Yishmael and compares it not to the dinim of Hesach Hadas, but to Kelim HaNigmar and B'Taira. As Tosis points out over here, it seems to be strangely out of place.
Which story?
The cases where the woman was knitting the sweater, knitting the tablecloth. So it says, oh, and there the Girti Shabbos Kama Gedele and because the person didn't realize that maybe it was wet with spit from before, and then even though they're being careful now when it was Nigmar and Betaira, maybe it still had something from before where they weren't thinking about it. So this becomes now another Darga.
Why would that be called Nigmar Batara? I mean,
because at night it is. I'm being very careful. Nobody's around. I'm talking to somebody. Since it's only the Gemara, therefore I have to be Chayshish. Another Chumrah is, now we start the last five Malas. These are the five Malas Achronot. The last five Malas do not apply, as we'll see later on, to a Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKadosh, but only to Kodesh literally. This is going to come out in the course of the Merit. When food is inside of a container, the container makes all of that food into a single unit. This we learn from Kafach Adas Razahav Malayat Ketorah. Why is it called Kafachad? To say Kaf. I understand that. Kaf means a Kafachad. So from there we learn that when it comes to Kodesh, the Torah views, again, it's a sneakless, but the Torah views everything in that cup, even though it's little tiny granules of Ketoret, normally when somebody touches something, somebody Tomei touches something, it be only the Tomei the very thing that he touches. And then maybe the next thing on, but it's attenuated with every level, with every level of touch. Becoming attenuated. Right? But when it comes to Kodesh, all of it is like one piece, and it's if the Tomei came into contact with every single last bit of it. But not true. Particle. That's the word. We're running out of time on this thing. We're going to have to take a brief break. So there we have yet another Chumrah, first of the last five. Haravi b'Kodesh Pasul v'Shlishi b'Truma. Another Chumrah is that Kodesh can actually become pasul by touching a shlishi to make the equivalent of a ravi, but it's not really tamei because it's only pasul. Can't continue on further from a ravi to make a chamish. But when it comes to truma, the worst you can have of psul is the shlishi that touched the sheni, which is now pasul, but not tamei. Furthermore, the shlishi is pasul for truma, whereas by Kodesh the shlishi is actually tamei. When it comes to truma, a guy who touches something with one of his hands that is mechayavim in the Tilos Adayim, let's touch a Sefer Torah, for instance. So for truma, if one hand is tamei, the nitme sachat miyadav chaver tatahora, the other hand is not tamei. But when it comes to Kodesh, the moment that one hand becomes tamei, he requires tvilat yadayim. He has to be tovel shtehem. There's always a predator-prey relationship in which they stare at each other before the final lunge. What an interesting part of the hunting. Okay, so that's true. That's true only by Kaddish, not by Truma. And another chum is, Ochlin, Ochlin, Neguvaim, B'yadayim Yisra'avot, B'truma, Avalo B'Kaddish. If you have something which is completely dry, now, there's a machlokas here again between Rashi and Rambam, how to learn this sugya. Rashi learns the point is, Neguvim means never having been mukshar at all. So you can eat something which was never mukshar, the kabal tumah, with hands that are shniyos, because what's the problem? And it's not mukshar, you can't anyway have a problem. But not bekodesh, because bekodesh we'll see, we're afraid that he'll end up, if he's eating something else together with it, he'll put his fingers in his mouth for a minute to move something around, and end up coming into contact with something that will be mukshar, kabal tumah. But the Rambam learns it means simply something that is wet. As long as it's dry, now is the issue. So there's no way for it to be makabel tumah. One of them is he's eating at the same time chulin, which is dry, even though the chulin can be makabel tumah. Is that makabel tumah from something that's time in truma? So if it were wet, and then he's got a problem, because then the mash can become now, as he's shown, if he puts it in, if he's eating truma at the same time, it'll be matame. So, but if it's not wet, there's no problem. But mashenke, when it comes to Kodesh, we're mad. We'll see in the Gemara why we're mad. And the last of the chumras is that ha'onein, someone who is an onein and therefore could not have eaten kodesh. Now this guy didn't even end up going to the levaya. Never became tamei. There was no problem with tumah. The only problem is that he's asur. The Torah asur is an onein from eating even meiser. Or is a mechusar kippurim who is waiting now? He already went to the mikveh, but he's not able to eat kodesh because he needs to wait until he brings his kapor. He's going to bring his kapor on the eighth day. So he's been waiting to bring his kapor. When it comes to eating kodesh, he needs a new tefillah for no reason. But since during that period he couldn't have eaten kodesh, so it's the equivalent of hesar hadas. He knows he's not eating kodesh. So vis-a-vis kodesh, he indeed is in trouble. Vis-a-vis truma, he doesn't have a problem. So therefore, for truma, he doesn't require tefillah. For kodesh, he does require tefillah. Now the shaila is over here, why is it exactly, this Tosfos asks, why is it that we don't list neitlin yadayim lechulin and lekodesh matbili? Why don't we list Tova v'ruchzak l'truma? He still requires tefillah for kodesh. So Tosfos wants to be mechalek between these cases listed in the Mishnah and the cases in the Mishnah before, is that we're talking over here about things that have some level of drora de tuma. We're going to we'll see what that means. Tremendous machlokas, but it's very important to Gemara later. It has something to do with the actuality of the possibility of tumah. But something which is just a chumran, how to deal with the tumah, the tila versus tefillah, for instance. That we're not talking about. Or your kavona level and your shmira. That we're not talking about. We're talking about things that really are related to the overall process of transferring tumah. We'll see how much drawer of the tumah, when we draw, I mean something that draws you along into tumah, we'll see how much that is literally connected to Kabbalah's tumah. Okay, now that wasn't so painful, was it? It was fun. Yeah, not bad at all. Motzei Shabbos? I'm still... So this is the Rambam points out, the beautiful Rambam at the close of Hilchos Mikvos, in which the Rambam points out that the nature of tumah v'tahira is essentially an element of consciousness. He brings a raya from Shmir. He says, you see from here that what we're talking about is not something physical at all, but something that has to do with your level of awareness. And he says, and there's a remez in that. I mean, the remez is that in the same way that a person who is tamei by exposure to something that was matame and connected to death can go into a mikveh and become instantly Torah because his mind now has connected himself to the all, so to speak, and now he becomes Torah, so Rei himself. So too, a person who is tamei with the tumah of his mind, which are all the ugly things that are matame people's minds, and the midas rois and the maisim rois and so on and so forth, the moment that he's tevel his mind in the mehadas, that's he becomes instantly Torah, just as if he instantly went to make the computer. Classic Rambam thinking, Ashrech and Yisrael, if they miyat and metari. The fools who don't see the profound emotional content of the Rambam, they think, unbelievable man. This is Dover Boru v'galui, Shatumot v'taharot zerot ha-katuvein. Not... I'm certainly not going to start. I mean, we're not talking about some kind of physical thing you can measure. And the tefillah minat tumah is also a chok, right? I mean, for sure. It's not, tumah is not teeth or soa that you can wash off with water, because there's a kosher. But the point is, hadavar tolui bekavanat halev. Nonetheless, as the Rambam often uses this language, of course it's a zeres hakosum. Afal piken remez yeshbo. Believe it or not. It's the same thing over here. Afal piken remez yeshbo. What's the yen remez yeshbo dover? Kishen jamechabim libo v'taher. Kimon shetov al tohor. Lo nischadish v'guf v'davar. But something changed. Nothing changed. He was mechaber himself. Kach amechabim libo v'taher nafsho mitumot ha-nefashot. Shein machshavot ha-aven. V'deot ha-rahot. כיוון שהסכים בליבו לפרוש מאותם העצות והבין נפשו במי הדעת טהור. That's the meaning of זורקת עליכם מים טהורים ותיארתם מכל תבותיכם ומכל גיבוליכם אתהרתכם. Obviously it doesn't mean literally water. It means the may hadas, people will finally become aware. Hashem barachamav harabim mikol chet vavon v'ashma yitaharenu. Amen.
Wow.
To not sense the Rambam's soul and like what he writes, it's just such a complete violation of the norms of the, even literature. It's disgusting. Omer of Morish Mamina Pulishan has what there's a Kurdish Kurdish Dom and Mimai, Midaloka Tani Bumala. The Doma had a Loka Tani Bumala is because they're Domila Truma or Tani Truma, if the Domila Kulin, the Tani Kulin, the Tani. Kulin Shanaz, what there's a Kurdish Renka Kulin, Rabbalaza Brevit Sadoka Marenka Truma. Oh, that wasn't the right. Right? It's safe for Yosef Ben Yoezer. Ayakhasija Bekuna. Vaitamit Bakto Midrasa Kodesh. Yokana Ben Gugida, Yokala Tarasa Kodeshkoyama, Vaitamit Bakto Midrasa Chatas, Lechatas, Lechatas, you see? But the Kodesh law, Alma Kazavakonishan Azwa Tarasa Kodeshka Kodesh Domo. Omer Rabbi Yonatan Ben Elazar, Naflama, Faratoi Menu, Amalakavero, hey, do me a favor, it's not Tveya. Omer Rabbi Yonatan Ben Amram, I got another one for you. The Chafalo Kelim Shal Shabbat, the Kelim Shafor, Lavshan Nidmo. About this, Maaseh b'shtei nashim chaverot shehitchalfu lahem kileihem bebeit hamerchatz uba maaseh b'Rabbi Akiva v'timan. Maaseh b'Rabbi Hoshaya me'at hoshit yado l'sal v'to pat chitin v'alta b'yado pat sorin. Trying to tell me the nickname? V'chitim, yeah, why not? V'atanya meshameret hachavit v'cheskat shel yayin v'nimtzet shel shemen t'oram l'tamer. V'taymer, em aseh v'asur m'lechol. Am I? I'm going to be, that's something else completely. Ba'omer shemartiyam idavar metamav, lo midavar apostat, it's not because of, you can't be shamer. What, there's such a thing, you can do it to the power? Yeah, stop bothering me. Get back to the topic here. Ba'otanya roshik yadov b'sal asal, k'tefo magrifah b'tov asal, v'oya b'olibo al asal, v'oya b'olibo al magrifah, asal tahor, v'amagrifah t'meyah. Asal tahor, titma magrifah l'asal. Do you realize how many pops we've had over here? So do we now realize that it is possible to have Shomer on half? Yes. If it had Shomer on half, then the problem over there was not because it wasn't somebody, it was the wrong barrel, that it was Shemen and not wine. Okay? If that's the case, we're back to the question. So mikomakom kasha, why are you taking out the rye bread and the wheat bread? V'yod mosif rabba barabba, ma'aseh b'ishachat shabbat ifnei rabbi Yishmael nomra lo rebi, beged zahar aktiv b'tahora, v'lo haya b'libi l'shamro b'tahora. Mitoch b'dikot shay rabbi Yishmael botka, amra lo rebi, nida mashkai mi b'cheva. Omri shu, ta beged elam dibe kachomim, shoyu omrim b'libo l'shamro tahor, ein b'libo l'shamro tamek. Shuv ma'aseh b'shachat shabbat lifnei Rabbi Yishmael amra lo rebi, mapa zohar aktiya b'tahora, v'lo haya b'libi l'shamra b'tahora. Mitoch b'dikot shay Rabbi Yishmael botka, amra lo rebi, nima nifseka li, ukishartiya b'pe. Omri shu, kama gedel l'mayati v'chachonim. V'yayim b'libo l'shamra tahor, ein b'libo l'shamra tahor. It's a bishom l'rubrit sadek. Okay, you could say that kol achat v'achat figured that the coat was owned by somebody, was a chavishram on it. So therefore, maschada atamina. According to Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram, you could say, okay, kelim of Shab is normally avodah shemitvei, so that's considered to be hezek hadas. But according to Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, what's the problem? I'm seeing my hat in the other guy's hands, and avodah shemitvei b'yad lechaverin. Om Rabbi Yochanan, because people don't do that. Chazaka ein adam shamer ma'ase b'yad chaveiro. The law, v'atanya reisha yucham aravu ko alav tunim taharot. Now, according to you, that you can't watch what's in the guy's hand anyway, the Rish is talking about where he had the Badat's Hechsher, and he was Betayer Kamarabu Baal Ablaka. So he offered the Seifa Nami. No, it's true that they're Torah, but in Amor, it's Makpin Amagach Abiro. No. So the operation on me. So then, how can I watch it? Oh, but that's because Bubalam, they're a Kalatan. So they're afraid. So you have to say, Fanami, they're afraid. Ah, but Kima the Amalav Lachu, Fani Avoa Harechem, big mistake. Mismach Samchada, Tayo, never tell your kids, I'll be out for an hour. Argalogin Darshan. Chomer Bekodesh me Betruma, Shemad Bilin Kelmidor Kelmid Truma Valova Kodesh. Furthermore, Acharai, Vatoku Betatsvita Betruma Valova Kodesh. Furthermore, I don't say it, I mean, Rasa Seta Truma Valova Kodesh. Furthermore, Big Deoko Truma Midruza Kodesh. Furthermore, Loki Midruza Kodesh Midruza Truma Shema Kodesh Mati Benagim Vatavil Umatvil Vechakach Kosher again. Whereas by Truma Kosher Vechakach Matvil. Furthermore, Kelim Anigmorim Betahara. I think I skipped it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, Furthermore, Kelima Nigmarim Bitaharat Rachim Tvilah Kodesh Avalola Truma. Somebody could have been very careful about what it was that they were doing, and everything is great, but they weren't careful about the process because it wasn't yet ready to be Makabel Tuma. But at the point where the Kli is becoming Nigmar, so they were careful. So when it comes to Truma, that's fine. But not when it comes to Kodesh. Very interestingly, the Yerushalmi brings on this piece of the Mishnah the story before about Rabbi Yishmael and compares it not to the dinim of Hesach Hadas, but to Kelim HaNigmar and Betaira. As Tosis points out over here, it seems to be strangely out of place.
Which story?
The cases where the woman was knitting the sweater, knitting the tablecloth. So it says, oh, and there the Girkin Shabbos, Kama Gedele and Dibre Chachamim Shoyonim Kelim HaNigmar and Betaira Tzvei Tzrichim Tzvila. Because the person didn't realize that maybe it was wet with spit from before, and then even though they're being careful now when it was Nigmar and Batira, maybe it still had something from before where they weren't thinking about it. So this becomes now another Darga.
Why would that be called Nigmar and Batira? I mean,
because at night, it is. I'm being very careful, nobody's around, I'm torn, so since it's only the Gemara, therefore I have to be Chashish. Haravi Bekodesh Pasuv Ashlashit Betruma. ובתשומיים נתמת אחת מידם וחברתה תהורה בקודש מטביל שתיהם שהיד מתמת חברתו בקודש אבל לא בתשומה אוכלן אוכלן נגובים בידיים סועבות בתשומה ולא בקודש אין העונן במחוזי כיפורים צריכים תביל לקודש אבל לא לתשומה